Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Good evening. The show begins tonight. Elizabeth Peake and I speak of the economy, which we find neither hot nor cold. No word recession being used on Wall Street or in the very important financial media. Word slowdown every once in a while for 26, but no recession. What explains this? We point to things that don't explain it but are odd. For example, where is the tariff bite? It was to drive inflation. The inflation number wants to be 2%. It hasn't gotten there, but it didn't go from 3 to 3.5%. It went from 3 to 2.8% in the most recent reporting. Also, jobs. There are layoffs, but there's not big factories being shut down, whole industries cutting back, and the industries associated with these layoffs are reporting profits. Is it AI or is it some tricky version of layoffs? Don't know. I could guess. Not guessing here. We're looking at the inconsistencies of a slowdown. Liz also mentions the big, beautiful bill, which affects 25 salaries and incomes, but the withdrawal, the withholding, was left over from 24's tax bill. And therefore, we're going to see big refunds, unusual refunds in the springtime after you file. There will also be the new year where the tax cuts will take effect, and there'll be more in the paycheck or the dividend than you expected. That is a positive for shopping. By the way, shopping hasn't slowed down. I watched Lancaster County, and Jim McTague reports shopping's going very well for Christmas. Is it going to be the biggest Christmas ever? No. But it's not going to be dire. Jim has seen 60% off signs in store windows. Don't know what that means. Well, it means they want to move goods. I watch Milwaukee's catalog online. Milwaukee makes red painted tools. Very cool stuff. I don't know how to use most of them, but I'm addicted to these tools. But the ones I know how to use, I have. The ones I don't know how to use, I just look at. Sanders, things like that. Plumbing, woodworking, outdoor work. In any event, there's a big sale for Christmas, 10% off, 30% off. I don't know if that means recession, slowdown, there aren't enough laborers out there. There are plenty. The ones I know are working very hard. Housework, reconstruction of known homes, rebuilding garages, things like that. Well, there's more than the local economy to concern ourselves with, the global economy. China's doing very poorly, which is why it's funny to see a headline on the front of the Wall Street Journal pointing to how China's exports have risen. Well, of course they've risen. That's their only source of income. It won't work. It isn't working. Let's put it that way. And also, I believe it was the New York Times pointed out, they're doing well because their renminbi is declining. So you can buy more for the same amount. And people are shopping there, but not the U.S., not as much as we did before. Tariffs, mystery. Geopolitics, Jonathan Schenzer just back from the Middle East. Hezbollah's a threat, growing threat. Hamas doesn't much exist, but it's refusing to disarm. Why? Given that the condition for the ceasefire was disarming, and there's still one Israeli missing, one deceased Israeli missing. So Hamas has not fulfilled any of its promises in the so-called ceasefire that was going to happen within 24 or 48 hours or some incredible timeline that Hamas lied about, misstated about. Gregory Copley comments on, one, what we know right now, what we can know right now about the national security strategy, looking like Fortress New World, but with reaches into the Pacific and into Europe. Gregory thinks NATO is no longer useful as a transnational organization. Europe is meeting, well, the three principles of NATO besides the U.S. are meeting in London in these last hours with Mr. Zelensky of Ukraine. That's Macron, Merz, and Starmer to support Ukraine with Russian frozen assets. Europe still hasn't quite taken charge of its own defense. There is a report in Bloomberg, however, I'm going to discuss with my colleague General Blaine Holt about Baltics digging in, especially Latvia digging in, fortifying a frontier 30 miles deep. Well done. Bunkers. In other words, make yourself a hard target. Russia goes for easy targets. Why not? You find the seam. You see if they panic. I haven't found the seam in Ukraine. Just slogging it out. Remember, Russia wins ugly. That's history. Then a conversation with Ken Vogel, his new book. This is part two of the conversation. Devil's advocates, these are the lobbyists in Washington who've learned to offer their services to the worst regimes on the planet. There are no rules here. You can represent them in Washington, get access to this or that, make promises. I didn't know how it worked. Now I do. There's a law called Foreign Agent Registration Act. For some reason, FARA lobbyists don't want to register as FARA lobbyists. It's amazing how many of, it's surprising how many were caught not registering. Odd, given they boast about what they do. Selling their services to Somalia or Central African Republic or the Democratic Republic of Congo or unsavory regimes pay big money to get access, and lobbyists promise them access since they're not likely to get a visa to visit D.C. themselves, being outlaws and cutthroats. Well, there's much more to the show. Gregory and I also discussed King Charles, and King Charles dealing with Starmer's government. And we mentioned Australia having to look to a future where China is not going to be the big purchase agent, and Australia is going to have to adjust. All those go-go years of iron ore to China are behind them. China's in centennial decline, demographically, economically, ideologically. They wasted their gifts. More to learn on that. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.